For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it just opened, and already they've added extra shows to Christmas Over the Tavern.
They added those shows before it opened.
Really?
Yeah, the title's the title's been very popular. This is a musical Christmas rendition of Tom Dudzik's Tales of a Family in the Polish East Side of Buffalo, growing up when Buffalo was Buffalo. I'm not so surprised that they are doing very well at musical fair, and people are lucky. They added performances, a couple of performances, so a few more people will have a chance to see it.
And if folks want to go, my personal advice is
don't wait.
Don't wait. Speaking of the Polish East Side, Polonia, Torn Space Theater, which always does sort of edgy, hard-to-explain things, is having these events tonight at 5:30, tomorrow night at 5:30, starting off with a walk in the neighborhood called Light Station that ends up at St. Stan's with an organ concert. And then later on, Man-Made Earth is a program featuring 600 highwaymen about how our buildings influence us and how, I guess, we influence where we live. Kind of edgy, kind of Torn Space, but there you have it. 5:30 tonight and tomorrow.
And it's always visually arresting, and they certainly know how to give an event a sense of occasion.
The Paul Robeson, delayed by a week, but it's opening another in the August Wilson series. This one, King Hedley II?
King Hedley II. August Wilson, to remind people, during his career wrote a cycle of 10 plays, each representing African-American experience in a different decade of the 20th century. And this one is his submission for the 1980s, a man getting out of prison and trying to raise capital for his own business by selling refrigerators, which he has stolen. And it refers to characters in the earlier play, Seven Guitars, and I sometimes confuse them, but that's the play from the 40s, this one from the 80s, and they are presenting into the Paul Robeson Theater, which is quite devoted to the work of August Wilson. It's a beautiful play.
Well, let's get to three that are ongoing that, well, I just love, and I'm pretty sure you like them too. I want to start with Afterglow. It's over at Buffalo United Artists. It's the first ever play by S. Asher Gelman, and you could have surprised me. Very theatrical, I thought, very well written. We talked about it a little last week. These two guys, a married couple, and they invite a third man, a younger, into the circle, and complications ensue. But not always the way you think they're going to happen.
Yeah, not the way you think. An interesting exploration of relationships, of priorities, of the nature of desire.
And talk about firsts. Two of the three actors, brand new, their first opportunity on stage. I thought they're very believable. Fool for Love, it's American Repertory. They're using what I call, well, I don't even have to call it the old Theater Loft. It still says it on the awning.
Former home of Ujima Theater Company. They're on Elmwood Avenue. And it's a handsome production of Fool for Love. I've never enjoyed the play as much as I did this past time. And I think it is the playful interaction between Candace Kogut and Eric Rowski. I was a bit concerned at first because Eric is funny on stage, but his comedy gets intertwined with this man's instability and tendency toward violence, and it adds a whole little undertone of menace to the proceedings of the play. That sense in many of Sam Shepard's plays that something bad may be about to happen. And every time he takes a drink, it's like, oh, please don't. Very satisfying production under the direction of Kelly Bocock Natale.
But the one play up right now that just floored me, every aspect is Scythe over at Irish Classical Theater.
As Scythe progresses, I think it's going to be this lilting comedy. Everything seems to be lined up for this happy ending. Well, not to spoil completely, but you have surprises in Scythe as well, the story of a family that stands to benefit if this very young girl marries, and they believe that what they're doing is for her own benefit. Others may beg to differ. I agree, Scythe, a wonderful theatrical experience.
We often note passings here on Theater Talk, but we don't always get to tell people about a documentary they could see.
Yes, Maria Irene Fornes, who is a powerhouse of off-Broadway theater, an avant-garde playwright and director, including some work in Buffalo. People may remember her production of her own play, Abingdon Square, at Street Arena Theater, which was quite beautiful. Audiences didn't get it, but it was quite beautiful. And later in her life, there was a celebrated battle for guardianship as she declined due to dementia. And this film called The Rest I Make Up deals with her life after the diagnosis for dementia, you know, an outpouring of support among her friends. And I'm curious to see the film, but that's going to be at Hall Walls, December the 1st. Fornes died just this month. In the same breath, they announced the screening of this documentary at Hall Walls. And I think that many people interested in the avant-garde, interested in playwriting, interested in Fornes herself, the Cuban-born playwright-director, would like to see this film.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.